Your Holiness.
Yes.
As a monk in your tradition, there is a great emphasis on inner work, on mindfulness, on moving through the jhanas, on all of the tradition of that form of Buddhism. And yet you are very much out in the world.
Okay.
Could you explain to me how you bring those kinds of four things together?
Yeah, we have three words. That is here, now, this. That means be always in the present.
Really?
Breathing in the present, breathing out in the present.
Uh-huh. And how does that determine what kind of social action you are involved in?
Yeah, we have four foundation of mindfulness in the body, in the feeling, in the mind, and in mental objects.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when you went into the Cambodian refugee camps,
yes,
and wanted to bring the foundations of Buddhism to them,
yes,
did you feel that that was the obvious work of your life, or
yes,
where did that come from?
We know that protecting ourselves, we protect the whole world. Protecting the whole world, we protect ourselves. We are one.
Uh-huh. Yes. So that when you are working in the world, you are protecting yourself.
Yes.
It's all very selfish.
Yes.
But not really.
Yeah, because protecting ourselves, we protect the whole world. Like the driver protect himself, he protects the whole car.
He protects the car and everybody around him also.
Yes.
Also. Do you think that the way in which most people practice Buddhism in Cambodia is primarily with ritual or primarily with inner practice? Is it samadhi practices or is it primarily sila practice?
We have three kind of practice: sila, samadhi, and also prajna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. But for the most people, for most of the people, would you say that they recognize all three of those as part of their
now we begin to every day to teach them about this.
Because in many traditions, when I was in Burma,
yes,
I experienced that many of the people had turned Buddhism into a ritual, but were not accepting the requirement for the inner work of
yes,
the samadhi training, so on. And is that, could you deal with that at all for me?
Yeah, in order to get the stream enterer, yeah, we have to become stream enterer, we have to put down all this ritual and all these things.
But most people don't aspire to be stream enterer, do they?
Yeah, they want to be free
they
from
do.
Suffering.
They do, they do. What is it like for you being with the Western mind? What is that like for you?
The Western mind is to be practical. Yes,
yeah,
practical.
Yeah, yeah.
To be practical is to be here and now, take care of the present.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But there's not much mindfulness in that.
Yeah, if you take care of the present, it means take care of mindfulness.
Uh-huh.
Mindfulness is always in the present. You cannot take care of the past, you cannot take care of the future, but you can take care of the now.
Uh-huh.
And the now is the mother of the future.
Do you think most of the people that you are meeting are in their intellect so much that they're always thinking about future and past, or do you find
Yeah, they think like that. They don't know about breathing exercise.
About
if
mindful.
They know breathing exercise, they are in the present.
Yes. Why do you come to a gathering like this forum? What is the purpose from your point of view?
Yeah, they want peace. People want peace everywhere.
Uh-huh. And Do you think that this kind of a meeting is a true vehicle for that kind of peace?
Yes, that is. Yeah.
And do you think that the Westerners want to hear your message?
Yeah, they want. My book is very good book, they say.
They say, huh?
Yes, yes.
Very good book. Yes.
Yeah.
With so many vast social problems, your tradition focuses on the work of the individual inside.
Yes.
And do you feel how do you feel that the work of the individual and the social problems work together? How does that come together for you?
We are one. If we take care of ourselves, we take care of the world.
Well, a lot of people in the West feel that they take care of themselves, but they don't really care about the world.
Yeah, now you take care of yourself. You take care of your speech, of your discussion, then you take care of the whole world. You will spread this news to the whole world.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Are you noticing that the way in which issues like Western values are being sent to the East, marketed to your country and other countries, and changing the values of the people and making them perhaps less sensitive to the requirements of their own development? Are you concerned about that?
Yes. Before they influenced us, now we are influencing them.
Oh,
yes.
So you come back in underneath.
Yes, yes.
So in the long run, that healthy interplay is going to
yes.
get people more into the moment and more mindful.
Yes, that is the circle.
I see. It's a circle, and it works around.
Circle,
I
yes.
see. And you just keep going and feeding the circle.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. Does what about organized religions like Christianity or Islam? Are they keeping people? Are they helping people become mindful in the moment, or not?
Yeah, they depend on God, but we are depending on ourselves.
And what do you think happens to people when they depend on God?
Yeah, then they cannot take care of themselves.
They
think God will help them.
I see.
Yeah, we are self-help.
Your self-help group.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now America, everywhere, people put in the board, they say self-help, self-help.
I see. So you're just like a 12-step program of
yes.
self-help.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. And that is that's very much very alien to the Western tradition, where you're always expecting somebody to take care of you, whether it's government or religion or God or somebody. That's much more the culture.
Yeah, Buddhism is self-help. The Dharma is self-help. Like eating, you have to eat yourself. Like
yeah.
learning, you have to learn yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
No people learn for you. No people eat for you.
What other kinds of ways have you responded to the world suffering?
We respond to them according to the law of karma, the law of action, verbal action, physical action, mental action. Mental action, we have the four Brahma Vihara: loving kindness, compassion, sampatitic joy, and equanimity. And also the Eightfold Path, beginning with right understanding, ending with right concentration.
When you spread it out, it seems so simple. With anicca, dukkha, anatta.
Yes.
With all of the with the Eightfold Path.
Yeah.
And yet. There are a lot of forces in the world that keep people from practicing. And I'm wondering whether things like television, whether things like changes in the world picture are making it more difficult to practice.
Yeah, you know, we are eating every moment. We have six mouths. Now you are eating my word with the second mouth, that is your ears.
Yes.
And you are what you eat. You are the world, you eat the world. If you know this, you know all the Dharma of the Buddha. The first lesson of the Buddha to his son, Rahula, is what is number one? Number one is eating. We eat every moment, and we are what we eat. Now you eat my word.
Right, I see. So we should be careful what we eat.
Yes.
So in terms of eating what's on television, we should be very careful about that.
Yeah, become that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a photograph.
Yeah.
You have many machines, six kind of them. You take photo every moment through the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mouth.
Yes, yes.
You record it like a tape recorder. You have six kind of tape recorder. Now you record my word through your ears.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the question now is whether I identify with the ear hearing or whether I draw my awareness.
Yeah, there is no I, my, me. This is not my, this is not I, this is not myself. But there is a feeling. When my word touching your ear, there is this auditive consciousness. And the meeting of these three things is called auditive impression. And from that, you have feeling. Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling. If my word is sweet one, I praise you, you are
pleasant.
Happy. That is pleasant feeling. If I blame you, Ramdas, you are the servant of Shiva, of Rama. Then you become unhappy, unpleasant feeling. If you do not pay attention to my word, there is a neutral feeling
right.
Every moment. Therefore, the whole universe is controlled by feeling. Pleasant feeling give birth to greediness. Unpleasant feeling give birth to anger, and neutral feeling give birth to ignorance.
But now, if you take somebody that is eating foods that are not good for them, like television, shows on television, or like foods that they might eat that have too much spice or something in them,
yes.
But yet they are giving them short-term pleasure, And happiness for a short term.
Yes, that is the pleasant feeling.
What do you
do? Pleasant feeling give birth to lustful greediness.
All right.
And lustful greediness make you
want more.
Yes.
You want more.
Yes.
And
then you become hypertension.
Then you what?
Hypertension.
Yeah.
You have tension.
Hypertension, yes, okay.
Hypertension, yes.
But what is it, where do you enter into the human being to get them to change that? Somebody
yeah,
comes
we have to tell them the truth. If they want to be composed, to be happy, they have to be to avoid the hypertension and hypotension.
But they're getting so much short-term pleasure that they can't hear you.
Yeah, therefore they have to put the mindfulness into practice. Mindfulness is the driver.
What makes them realize they have to do that?
Yeah, we have to tell them.
Oh, we have to tell them.
Yeah.
I see. But they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that, then their own karma.
Then it's just karma.
Yes.
That they will suffer until they want to hear that.
Yes.
Right. Because you can feel that your way has a solution to the suffering of people.
Yes.
But there are most people that are suffering don't seem to want to hear the solution.
Yeah, we have four categories of people. The one who are in light, they come again to light. But someone in the light, they come to the darkness.
Yeah.
And some in the darkness, they
come
enter
to the light.
Into light. And some in the darkness, they return to darkness again.
Right.
We have four kinds of people.
Are those really stages of evolution of consciousness? Those four stages? four types?
Yeah, the fourth sign is according to their old karma.
Yeah, but isn't that...
We have volition. This karma, what is karma? Karma is volition.
Yes.
Chetana.
Yes, I understand. Chetana
kawe vadami kamma. Omong. Volition is karma.